Perek Vav Mishnah Tes, Amar Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. Famous story. Pam Achas, one time, Hayisi Mahalech Baderech. Yossi ben Kisma recounts that he was walking and traveling along the way. Upagabi Adam Echad, and somebody bumped into me. V'nasan li shalom v'chzarti li shalom. He said shalom aleichem to me. I responded and said shalom aleichem to him. Amarli, the individual said to me, Rebbe, meize makamata? The individual referred to me as a master, as a teacher, as a Rebbe, and asked me, from where am I from? Amarti lo Rabbi Yosef min Kisma responded, Mir gedola shel chachamim v'shel sofrimani. I am from a place, from a city of sages and scribes. Amarli, the individual responded, Rebbe, ritzoncha shetadur imanu bimkomenu, vani etin lecha elef alafim dinare zav, vavanim tovos umargolios. Rebbe, would you like come to live with us, in our town, in our place? And I will give you 1,000,000 golden dinar and precious stones and pearls. Quite a very fine offer. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma responds, Amarti lemi ato nosim li kol kesev vizahav vavanim tovus amargolio shebolam eini dar ela b'makom Torah. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma responded, even if you gave me all the silver, all the gold and the precious stones and pearls in the world, I would only live in a place of Torah. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma cited this individual, the famous Pasuk Tilim Kufyutas, Tov li taras picha me alfei zav v'kesef. Better to me is the Torah of your mouth than thousands in gold and silver. And Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma went on to continue and recount the beauty of Torah, the importance of Torah, and that one individual takes with him when he leaves this world, b'shas p'tiraso shel adam, in melavin lo adam lo kesef lo zav lo avan etos margos, you take nothing to your coffin, nothing to the grave, not the gold, not the silver, not the riches, and not the most beautiful and precious stones, el toru maisim tovim var, what you take with you is only Torah study and your good deeds. There's so much to talk about, so much to discuss, so much to elucidate and explain this Mishnah. Let's just share two critical points that emerge. Number one, the basic question, why? Why did Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma not go with this individual? It was an opportunity to teach Torah. It was an opportunity to makariv the people. It was an opportunity to bring people closer under the tent and under the cloak of Torah Ma'asim Tovim. Why would he not go? Isn't that the entire purpose of our existence, of a Rebbe, of a Rav? He was offered a good job. Why would he not go and travel to this town that was barren and bereft of Torah? Rebbe, Ritzon Chashetadur, Imanu B'mukominev, and Etelach Elef Alafim Dinar Zavav Anetovus Margolios. He would give everything to him. He would have a parnasa. He would be able to build yeshivas and to build kolel and to build schools and yeshivas and everything that's required and necessary for a town. Why did Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma not respond accordingly, affirmatively, and travel with him? It would seem, explain, Chavetz Chaim, Maral Min Prague, the Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma understood that the individual's request was not of him to serve in a leadership position as a Rav, as a Marda Aser, as a teacher of Torah. But they were looking for a figurehead. They were looking for an intermediary, somebody that they could call rabbi and place in front of the shul in the synagogue and serve as their rabbinic leader, but not as somebody that they would use to grow from. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma understood from the question, the way it was being asked, all they wanted was him as a figurehead, and he should serve in that position so they could say, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma is our Rav. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma is our Rebbe. Look who our rabbinic figurehead leader Rav is. But not that they were ready to sit by his feet and to soak in all his chachma and musar. And thus, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma understood that that's not the place where I belong. And that's such a critical element of understanding, both as a Rav and as a Rebbe, as well as a Talmud and congregant, that there needs to be that dialogue, and there needs to be that ability to be submissive and to understand and to be ready to be a clay kibul, to accept and to listen and to learn. The job and the function of a Rav, a Rebbe, Rav Yeshiva, is not to serve as an intermediary of others, of Balabatim, and of other students. But it has to be the responsibility of every single Jew to grow on their own and to be interested in growth. This really touches upon the early debate between Hasidim and Misnagdim. It's clear from the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, Reb Chaim Mivolozhin, And it's clear from the early Mestangdim, the Gra, the Talmidav, that their greatest concern about Chassidus was that the Rebbe would serve as a figurehead, and through him, he would be the intermediary. He would be the individual who would serve as the way to bypass HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rebbe would do all the avoda, until it became very clear that that wasn't necessarily the approach, but rather everybody has to be an Ovid. It's everybody's responsibility. You don't just hire a Rav, a Rebbe, Rosh Hashiva to serve in the Mizrach, and that it's the Rav, the Rebbe, Rosh Hashiva's job to serve a Kadosh Baruch, and we will soak it in, and we will work through that individual. Adarabba, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma is teaching us that it's everybody's responsibility to be engaged and to be deeply entrenched in Torah, to learn Torah, to study Torah, to be involved in Torah, tefillah, ma'asim tovim, and chesed. It's not one person's responsibility. Thus explains the Chafetz Chaim, the Maharal, each in their own independent way, the reason as to why Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma declined this offer. But there really needs to be a second and further explanation as well. Isn't the entire purpose, as we asked, for individual to serve in such a capacity, to inspire, to teach, to be makarev? There's another explanation as well. And that is that Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma's teaching every teacher and every Rav or Rebbe that there needs to be a point to give and there needs to be a time for oneself. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma understood that within his own capacity, this wasn't the appropriate place and time for him to be a giver of Torah. Every single teacher needs to recognize that there needs to be time for myself also. The decision needs to be made in the context of one's own abilities. And Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma was afraid that rather than influence his surroundings, maybe his surroundings would influence him. Of course, this mission isn't paskening or issuing a definitive ruling on when you should and should not take a job. But clearly, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma understood that maybe this wasn't the position for him. Just because you're offered a job doesn't mean you take it. And you do have that job and you are serving as a teacher and as a leader, there need to be times that I say, you know what, I can't. Or I need time for myself. And every good teacher, Rav, Rebbe, Rosh Hashiva understands that there needs to be time for one's own learning and to be able to grow and to think, to contemplate, to ponder, and to steig in one's own learning and not just giving, because there will come a point of time, not just of burnout, chalila, but also a point that a person, if they're not growing their own learning, that ability is not going to be there. In his excellent commentary on Avos, Rabbi Yisrael Lau, chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael, relates a story regarding one of his rabbim, Reb Noach Shemanowitz, and one of the great Gedolei Yisrael, Reb Moshe Shmuel Shapiro. Both were embers of the Holocaust and came to the Chazon Ish, Rav Avram Yishai Karel, it's a great Gadol b'Yisrael, asking him that they wanted to open up yeshiva and together that they would be able to set up and establish yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, which was then just recovering from the post-war years. And they sought the Chazon Ish's counsel. But Chazon Ish, cognizant of each of their personalities and abilities, told them that the land of Israel needs each of you on your own. And it would be a waste of resources for you to work together. And thus he sent one to the south and one to the north. Reb Shemanowitz set up yeshiva in the north, Zichron Yaakov. Moshe Shmuel Shapiro set out and established yeshiva Be'er Yaakov in the south. And each of them independently established because he understood their abilities, their kochos, their talents. And thus, every person has to know when I should take a position. Is this right for me? Is this not right for me? And each individual Rav, Rebbe, Rosh Hashiva needs to understand, I should take an offer, I don't have to take an offer. Even when that offer does exist, there needs to be time to give and time to keep for myself. And thus, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, we should not be surprised by his negative response, not taking the position. Of course he wanted to teach. Of course he wanted to give. Of course he wanted to develop a city of Torah. And we have to appreciate from Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma that there has to be that time to step back. Also, only appreciating who is an appropriate Talmud. As Rav Chaim Nivolajan once said, how can even be called a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon? It would be inappropriate. We need Talmidim who are Talmidim Hagunim, Talmidim who are Ra'uyim. And Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma understood that this was not the place. And of course, we also have to appreciate from this Mishnah the well-known statement of Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma when he responded and said, the importance of Ein Nidar Ela B'Makom Torah, to live in a place of Torah. We should surround ourselves by Bnei Torah, of course, schools, shuls, batei medrash, batei knesses. Those are our mekomos of Torah and tefillah. Those are the places that we should connect to. Those are the places that we should be to unite, to engage in, and to grow together. Shibanei beis hamikdash b'mehirah v'yameinu.